The Dennis Miller Show. Call now to 866-509-RANT. That's 866-509-7268.
You, who are on the road, must have a code.
Homeschool your children. Neil Young, Bumper Music Wednesday. Give us a call right now at 866-509-RANT, 866-509-7268. Joining us right now is Jackie Gingrich Cushman. I used to play tennis with a cat named Steve Cushman. Good guy. Beautiful backhand volley. I sucked. He covered me. Anyway, we'll see if that's her husband. Her new book is The Essential American, 25 Documents and Speeches Every American Should Own. Jackie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Dennis. I'm thrilled to be on with you.
Were you married to Steve Cushman, my former tennis partner?
No, I'm not. I'm married to Jimmy Cushman. But I can tell you, he and I are both big fans of yours. In fact, he was thrilled I'm going to be on with you today.
Well, that's beautiful. I like a cat with a Y on the end of his name. It leads to a lively extracurricular life, as they say. So, Jack, tell me about the 25 documents. Start ticking them off to me, baby. There's a questioning tack to take on this about the current political climes and how polarized and are they being misinterpreted, and that bored me to death in my own head. I just thought, God, some of the stuff that's been written and recorded in this culture, amazing. Give me some of the highlights of these 25.
Well, you know, we really try to make this book useful. So we started with some things that were basic. We obviously have the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
But we start with Patrick Henry's speech that he gave that really set the stage with the birth of our nation,
right,
which is the give me liberty or give me death. And then we travel through our nation's history. We have 7 documents and speeches from our founding. We have 4 from the Civil War. And we go all the way through, including Teddy Roosevelt and FDR, MLK, JFK. And our last one, most recent one, chronologically, is George Bush's speech after 9/11,
mm-hmm,
the will of the House of Representatives.
Well, you know, I'm a huge history buff, so these invigorate me, and, you know, I've read, obviously, all of Lincoln's stuff, but I'm telling you, when I don't get all of FDR, but as a rallying point for that war and a day that will live in infamy and all that, he was really, when he was called to the task, it's pretty amazing stuff, isn't it?
Well, you're right. I mean, you don't have to agree with all of his policies to understand that he understood that when we were attacked, at Pearl Harbor, He went back to the House and he said, it's a day that will live in infamy, and he clearly challenged us to not only fight but to win. He understood it was against evil, and he said that we would be triumphant at the end. So when he was pushed and he said, what's going to happen, he made it very clear to the American people.
Do you think, when I'm amazed, Jackie, and we're talking to Jackie Gingrich Cushman, the book is The Essential American, 25 Documents and Speeches Every American Should Own. I'm sad to say, I think most kids, other than the top 2, get ticked off, and obviously there has to be a cursory knowledge of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, but I don't think they're hip to any of this stuff, do you? I mean,
I think it's a very cursory history that we now teach in a lot of places, and I think it's sad. Part of it is because history is so easily relegated to dates and facts, and as you and I know, since you love history, you know that history is really about people and relationships and decisions, and it's much more exciting than one would believe if you just looked at facts and figures. So we've really tried to, I've not only compiled them, but I've put together introductions for each one,
mm-hmm,
what was happening, who was involved, what was going on, to really put it in context so people could understand what was happening, because it's much more exciting than just dates and facts.
Did the old man help out, or did he contribute to this one? God, nobody knows history like your father.
Well, you're right. When you have a great resource lying around, I think it would not be wise to ignore it. So what I did do is a couple of things. One is, as we were, we thought through what to include, what not to include, and as we were narrowing it down near the end, I sent him a few ideas and said, what do you think about this or that,
mm-hmm,
and kind of get his take. And I tell you, one of the ones who's not that familiar that he kind of steered me towards, he just said, go research about him, with Calvin Coolidge.
Uh-huh. Silent cow. He didn't speak much. I guess when he did, it made sense, right?
That's exactly right. He didn't serve in a time of war. He didn't serve in a time of economic crisis. But he had such great things to say as, I want taxes to be less so the people have more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, a great common sense line. A little over 1% inflation, 3.3% average unemployment. He balanced the budget every year. I mean, he was a great president.
Yeah, his tenure during the mid-20s, right, before it all went to hell.
So he really was different, and he really did understand that it was government's job to really spend people's money wisely. He understood that he was there for the people, and he was very, very frugal in what he did. Dad also was very kind, and he wrote a really great foreword to the book and picked up some themes and some, I guess, takeaways from all of these writings that really kind of put everything overall in perspective.
What are some of those themes? Did he have some common themes?
He talked about three things. One is that, I think, to your point about the current environment, is that we really are exceptional as a nation, and that we need to understand that. And need to understand that that's based in history. It's not that we're different people. It's that we have a different form of government. We were formed differently. Second thing is that he talks about, and I think this is true, and you see this in history in these speeches and documents, that all of these documents and speeches inspire us. They ask us to do more, to be more, to participate as part of the nation. So they are all inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing is they all have very clear language.
Mm-hmm.
They don't talk about a lot of grays.
Right.
And we include Reagan's Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Mm-hmm.
Very clear. He knew exactly what he was saying, and he knew it was a huge challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But interestingly enough, at the time, people kind of dismissed his speech. In fact, Richard Cohen said that Mr. Reagan was out of vogue. But we know now, 29 months later, the wall came down.
Oh, God, to this day, they'd be willing to give the credit for the demise of the Soviet Union to anybody short of Reagan. I mean, you know, that Reagan obviously lit the fuse on that, and he still is not going to get credit from the left in this country. We're talking to Jackie Gingrich Cushman, The Essential American, 25 documents and speeches every American should own. Did any gals make the list, I'm wondering? The Iron Maggie Thatcher, or did anybody?
I love Margaret Thatcher. In fact, one of my favorite books is Why Margaret Thatcher Matters by Claire Berlinski. But since we were just looking at Essential American Things, no Thatcher.
Oh, yeah, what am I thinking?
People.
She's not American, is she?
Exactly. We wish she was. We'd like to adopt her on occasion. But one is...
Wait a second. I have to stop for a second. And that's the stupidest question I've ever asked on the radio. We have to save that because every time I feel my oats, I want you to play that and smack me down. I see. The Essential American. What about Margaret Thatcher and gold in my ear?
Where's Joan of Arc?
All right. Anyway, did any American women?
We had a couple American women. Well, a woman who became an American. How about that? Abigail Adams.
Oh, wow.
Obviously an English subject at the time, but she was married to John Adams.
Mm-hmm.
And they had an interesting relationship. They were very much equals in terms of how they interacted with each other. She was very well educated, especially for her time. And she reminded him in her letters, remember, you know, are you remembering the people? Are you remembering, you know, those of us out here that are actually in the trenches? And she asked him, what form of government will we have?
Mm-hmm.
And reminded him to remember the ladies. So she's one. And the other one, who, like Margaret Thatcher, didn't mince words, is Jean Kirkpatrick.
Mm-hmm.
Very clear, but had a very clear speech at the Republican convention. And her speech, you could change the countries involved, use the same language, and it would be just as applicable today.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, Jackie, we appreciate your time. Jackie Gingrich Cushman, The Essential American, 25 documents and speeches every American should own, plus a special bonus speech from Margaret Thatcher called The Essential Brit. All right. We appreciate your time, Jack. Say hi to your old man.
I will. Dennis, thank you so much.
And say hi to Jimmy for me.
Jimmy, hi.
Beautiful. Jimmy!
I love it.
All righty.